Why do Catholics get things blessed? This is Father Scott C. Toller. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Thursday, and if by this point in the week people are getting on your nerves, they're driving you crazy, they're taking advantage of you, they want you to do their work, they're treating you like you don't exist, hey, stop. I know you get angry. I know you start thinking unkind thoughts about other people. You can't do that. Listen. You have to do what Jesus told us to do. What we do to the least of our brothers and sisters, we do to Jesus. You have to be... Yeah, I know you're going to say it with me. A domestic mystic. What's a domestic mystic? Well, first of all, don't be afraid by the word mystic. Mystic is just somebody who has a special experience of God. But within the Christian tradition, we say the special experiences of God usually happen in the ordinary by dealing with the people that God sends into our life. Starting with our family, yes, and sometimes it's very hard to recognize Jesus in our family members because of our expectations. So to be a domestic mystic takes to heart the words from the musical Les Miserables. To love another person is to see the face of God. There it is, folks. Put it right out there for you. To love another person is to see the face of God. I encourage you today, rather than get angry, rather than say something sarcastic, rather than to actually... think of physically throttling somebody, choking somebody, smacking somebody. Stop. Stop now. Christianity is supposed to help us overcome our natural inclinations. We live in too violent a world. We live in a world with a lot of verbal violence, a lot of verbal abuse, and physical. We got to overcome our natural inclination towards anger and become domestic mystics in which we find in our home, in our workplace, in our car, the ability to love other people even when they don't love us back. Yeah, I know. How is that possible? Only by the grace of God. Only by the grace of God. You know, every once in a while I like to do a program to help people, whether they're Catholic or not, to understand better why Catholics do certain things. Today I want to talk about blessings, okay? Now, blessings has always been a part of our Christian faith because our Christian faith is rooted in the faith of Israel. In Israel, there were blessings. Okay, Jacob blessed the son. Melchizedek blessed. Blessings. In fact, if you're Catholic, you'll know at the offertory part of Mass, when the bread is being offered and when the wine is being offered, both prayers begin with, "Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. It's in your goodness we have this bread, this wine to offer," right? Blessings are a part. When I give talks on families, I say, "Do you bless each other?" I tell people to make the sign of the cross on each other's forehead before you leave for work and school in the morning. Ooh, no, you're not becoming some type of fanatic. That's the problem. People are withdrawn. I say to people, do you bless yourself when you eat out? Do you make the sign of the cross? I mean, with people, we live in such a secular society right now, a society that ridicules, and I mean that, they ridicule our value system. They make fun of the way we practice our faith. They're quick to call us hypocrites so they don't have to improve their own lives. Blessings are important. Parents, bless your children. Husbands and wives, bless each other. Blessings have to be part and parcel of our life. They have to be second nature to us. They have to come easy. What was the traditional prayer the Catholics say before they ate? Bless us, O Lord, in these thy gifts which we are about to receive from thy bounty, goodness, from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you think about it, blessings Well, you know what? If we counted our blessings, we wouldn't have time to do anything else during the rest of the day. So blessings have to be part and parcel. It has to be just second nature to us. Now, what about the thorny problem about the fact that Catholics have things blessed? Let me share an article that I came across. Quote, Catholics love to have priests or deacons bless them, as well as some of their personal belongings, their home, car, or dog. More often, however, Catholics ask priests to bless a personal and tangible religious item, their rosary, medal, statue, Bible, and so on. Any article of devotion or something integral to human life and activity can be blessed. But that doesn't mean it becomes a lucky charm. The priestly blessing is merely a way of showing gratitude to God for His divine grace in putting these blessed items under His watchful care. For example, if you see an outdoor statue of Mary in the front or backyard of a Catholic home, chances are it's been blessed. It's not magic and does nothing to help the grass to grow. It's just a gentle reminder of Mary, the Mother of God, and of Catholic affection for her. Throats are blessed in church every year on February 3rd, the Feast of St. Blaise, a bishop and martyr who saved the choking boy. From that point on, candles blessed the day before on February 2nd, Candlesman Day, have been used to bless all throats of Catholics, asking St. Blaise's intercession for all ailments of the throat. Always a blessing through the intercession, but the blessing comes from God, of course. Now, let's talk about Palm Sunday. On Palm Sunday, branches are blessed. That's the Sunday before Easter. And Catholics take them home, and they often weave them into crosses, and they place them on a wall crucifix. Last year's palms are burned and used on Ash Wednesday to impose ashes on everyone's forehead to remind them of prayer, fasting, and penance. And you know, when the priest or deacon or Eucharistic minister gives a person ashes on Ash Wednesday, what do they say? They either say one of two prayers. Remember, man, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Or, more contemporary one, more recent one, is turn away from your sins and be faithful to the gospel. And I've seen ashes really given on the whole side of a face, so people get into it in a big way. And did you know, even though Ash Wednesday is not a holy day of obligation, our churches are packed on Ash Wednesday. There's something about Ash Wednesday that speaks to the very depths of a Catholic's heart, knowing that he or she needs to be in constant conversion. Now, some Catholics who don't attend Mass regularly get the dubious title of PAT. P, palms, A, ashes, T, throats. Catholics, they're pat Catholics, meaning they only come to church when freebies are handed out. Thankfully, they're a small minority, and that minority is getting smaller all the time. The ashes, the throat blessing, or the palms are not magical. They're merely tangible symbols of a spiritual life. Anytime a priest or deacon blesses a religious article, such as a rosary, statue, or medal of one of the saints, he makes the sign of the cross with his right hand over the object and sprinkles holy water on it after saying the prayers of blessing. The holy water reminds the owner that the blessed item is now reserved for sacred use, to enhance prayer life, for example, and shouldn't be used for non-religious use. So, almost anything can be blessed, as long as the item will only be used for moral purposes and isn't going to be sold. Blessings, once again I say it, blessings aren't magical, but blessings do change an object into a sacramental, which means that it's a reminder, key word there, that it's a reminder of God's grace and generosity, and particularly when used in conjunction with prayer, invokes God's blessing on all who use it. I like that explanation. It's short, it's to the point, it keeps emphasizing the blessings are not magic, but it gives us a reason a reason why we ask for a blessing, to be reminded of God's goodness and generosity, to be aware of the way God works in our lives and how God uses human instrumentality, but God also uses nature and creation to make His presence known and felt. So, if you're a Catholic, don't be afraid to ask for a blessing of yourself or something special, a religious article that you're going to use as a way of staying in touch with the wonderful way God works in and through you. All right, today's food for thought comes from Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He wrote, "Human kindness has never weakened the stamina or softened the fiber of a free people. A nation does not have to be cruel to be tough." That's important not only when we talk about nations, but about parenting, about bosses, about policemen, right? Don't have to be cruel to be tough. Well, that's a piece of advice we all need to take to heart. Now, who do I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for people who staff hotlines. You know, suicide hotlines, pro-life hotlines, people, pregnancy crisis hotlines. These are the people, and they're usually volunteers, and they give in their time and their energy. They have to think quickly on their feet. They have to know a process to go through to help the people in maybe a short period of time. So we pray, dear God, bless them, especially those who are handling suicide calls. They know how to get to people, to identify where they are, their phone numbers, their house numbers. Please, God, bless all those who man, staff, hotlines. Give them knowledge, understanding, patience, insight, courage. Give them a special blessing for being volunteers. Amen. Today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. A friend told me the other day he went into a store to buy a suit. He told the salesman he wanted to see something cheap. And the salesman told him to look in the mirror. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. You get a chance, would you let me know you listen to the program? Let me know if it helps you. You can even comment on the jokes. Some people tell me they like the jokes. Some people would tell me, Father Scott, that joke was horrible, or it was a pun. Anyways, love to hear from you. You can send me your prayer intentions. You can send me some financial help to keep my hospital for the poor open in Oaxaca, Mexico. And you make that check to TASH. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. If you use the computer, go on the internet. I think you'll enjoy my website. The address for my website is fatherscott.com. Spell out Father. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee. Oh,